opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Low Vision, sponsored by the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Since, I believe, at least 2009. Before we go any further, I want to thank Bell for getting us up and running on ACB Media 5 tonight. Welcome to everyone listening to us on Media 5. We are so appreciative of all of your support, as well as everyone who is on our call this evening and who will be listening to our recording and podcast in the very near future. The Council of Citizens with Low Vision is an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. Our website for any additional information is www.cclvi.org. One of the things that's going on right now with CCLVI is the 50-50 drawing that will take place next Monday night, the 27th, during the Monday night game night. And that's a drawing that is, the prize will depend on how big the number of tickets that are purchased are. It's a 50-50 drawing. And it is meant to support the Janinski Foley Magnification Award Program that is also sponsored by CCLVI. Each year, we give out magnification programs such as iPads, CCTVs, those types of adaptive equipment for people with low vision. We give that out each year from the Janinski Foley Awards program. And those tickets are $10. You can get to them, you can purchase them online at cclvi.org. We also have a more dedicated page that will be that is available on the CCLVI info list. And with that, I want to thank you all for being with us this evening. I want to thank Bell for streaming us on ACB Media. And I want to thank Allison Smitherman, who is hosting for us this evening. But I especially also want to thank our Let's Talk Low Vision team. And that's a team that we've put together that consists of me, Christine Chaikin, and Katie Friedman. And Christine and Katie will be taking on the microphone in just a moment. And they have put this very exciting program together for us all this evening. I do have one additional announcement that I think is very exciting, and that is that next month we will also be meeting on December 19th, which is the third Tuesday of the month, as we have since 2009. But starting in January, we are expanding Let's Talk Low Vision in a number of different ways, and it's going to be pretty exciting. I'm very thrilled with what's going on with it. We are moving Let's Talk Low Vision starting January 4th. It will, from now on, be, from that time on, it will be available on the first Thursday of every month in place of Table Talk Thursday. It will be very exciting. We've got some great national guests lined up for it. And I think you'll be quite pleased what's going to happen with it. There are a couple of other great announcements that I'm not quite ready to let out yet, but keep in mind that starting January 4, we will be able to be on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, and rumor has it we may even have a permanent place on ACB Media at that point. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but I think we may be, we've been penciled in for a permanent place on ACB Media One, the flagship station stream of ACB Media. And with that, I am going to turn tonight's program over to Christine and Katie and get out of everyone's way and listen and enjoy tonight's program with the great speakers that they have lined up for this evening. So, Christine, Katie, it's all yours.
Well, thanks, Terry, for that introduction. The first question that I have for the three guests are, can you each tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, starting with me, I guess this is
Go
Denise.
ahead, Denise.
I'm here. I'm at we have a home-based family-owned business here in the beautiful state of Washington, and we sell gifts and novelties that play music or make sounds or you could record on a lot of practical as well as novelty gift ideas for everyone.
Hi, I'm Katie Friedman. I am a licensed dispensing optician, and I absolutely love Let's Talk Low Vision. I have been following this group for a couple of years now, and I approached Christine and said, you know what? I really want to know what are good gifts this holiday season that are other than chocolate and wine. Because I was looking at the last couple of years, I followed the auction and I noticed that those were the items that were the most popular. So, you know, there's got to be more than sugar, chocolate, and more sugar and alcohol. And that's kind of what started the idea of putting today's program together. And it's really interesting because I really wanted to hear what Deborah had to offer. She was one of my choices. Well, my perspective on what I'm going to be presenting tonight is, okay, what are other options like eating for your eye health? So there are foods that are good and healthy for the eyes and for vision. And that's part of what I'm going to be sharing tonight. So it's going to be integrating also the concept of, okay, gift ideas. The gift ideas that sighted people can give those who have low vision. We really need to let them know what we want and what we need. Now, I'm also looking forward to hearing what the other speakers have to offer for all the communities so that we can get the gifts that we really want and need that are going to be better for us. I'm going to take it, give it back to Christine, for the next question.
Deborah Erickson, you want to go next?
My name is Deborah Erickson. I'm the executive chef and founder of The Blind Kitchen, and we provide adaptive cooking tools for people with vision loss who like to cook. And we just came out, actually tonight, my videographer is posting our 10 best gift guides for people with vision loss, and they don't include chocolate or wine, although I'm a big fan of both.
Okay, so with that being said, Deborah Erickson, since she was the last one to give a little introduction, Katie, I'm putting the first question to you. What are good foods that people can eat to help their eyes?
Christine, that's not my area of expertise. And so I think there's another guest panelist that can speak to that better
the
than me.
Was to her. Yours will be coming up, Deborah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because we kind of went out of order a little bit. So greens, number one thing that's best for our eyes are dark leafy greens. And we actually, there's a lot of foods that are high in what's called lutein and zeaxanthin, which are really important in feeding the macula. And the macula is the part of the eye that has a lot of photoreceptors of rods and cones. And I know this is a pretty savvy group, so I know that you're familiar with those terms. And the dark leafy greens are popular in like a spinach souffle. The green beans, I think that that's number two on the list, high in lutein and zeaxanthin. When we have that, when sometimes people make that with cream of mushroom soup and put the onions on top of it, those dried onions and onion ring type things. And the key is that something like the sweet potatoes and the yams are very good for the eyes. It's just you don't need to soak it in a lot of honey and all the other sweet stuff that you put on top of it. I mean, it's good for the kids, but for us with aging eyes, we don't need all of those candied marshmallows on top, because all that sugar really isn't as healthy for us. But if when we focus on the good foods, like the leafy greens, it's all good. Oh, and one can garnish with pistachios. They're not green, but I'll tell you, they're also high. They're number 10 on the top 10 list of foods high in lutein and zeaxanthin.
Okay, so these next four questions that I have, any of you can answer. It doesn't matter, so feel free to jump in. So the next question is, what's a favorite gift a sighted person can give to someone who is visually impaired?
Let me take that one, since we sell a lot of fun items that make sounds and play music. So if a sighted person is giving a visually impaired person something fun that they might enjoy, we have, since it's the Christmas season, we have a lot of items like Christmas trains that sing songs, penguins that waddle across the table and sing melodies. Since this is a religious time of year also, we have our pocket talking Bibles, the King James and the New American Standard. All of these things are definitely usable and fun for someone with a visual impairment.
Those sound like great gifts. And in the Blind Kitchen, we're a little more specialized. And so one gift that would be good for a blind person that likes to cook would be, we have something called a cut glove. And literally, you can put this thin, flexible glove on one hand, kind of like Michael Jackson. I mean, it's going to be the one hand, and it's very thin and stretchy. And you can literally, if you put your palm up to the kitchen, up to the ceiling, you can run a sharp knife back and forth, and it can't cut through the threads. But it, but you can feel the pressure, but it doesn't cut through the threads. So that's, so many people that cook are afraid of cutting themselves or whatever. And that's a really good gift from the Blind Kitchen.
Those are excellent options. I absolutely love it, because here I am, a sighted person, and I have now several friends who and acquaintances who are low vision. I call it low vision going to no vision. And I'm always in a quandary. What do I do? What do I get? And I love these suggestions. So thank you very much.
I might mention one thing that we have at Speak to Me, which is our talking label wand. I'm also visually impaired, so I use this pin-like device, and definitely in the kitchen in particular, it's a pin-shaped device that runs on two AAA batteries, and you turn it on, And it comes with adhesive labels. And what I do is I use the adhesive labels and things in my freezer that I need to identify. I stick them on my packages or on my recipe cards. And I say what that particular item is using the pen. And then when I come back to that particular item, I put the pen on the label and it repeats whatever I recorded. You could talk, it's got 4 gig of memory, so you've got at least 1,000 hours of recording time, so you should run out of room too much on that pen. And that's been very helpful for me, especially in my kitchen.
If I can speak to that as the owner of the Blind Kitchen, that is a fabulous tool. And we don't sell those in the Blind Kitchen, but I also am vision impaired. I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I think that's an excellent gift for anyone.
Is the Blind Kitchen website just blindkitchen.com?
That's exactly right. And we're totally web-based. So you can go on. We have over 80 adaptive cooking tools. And you can, so we're completely web-based, and you can go on there and check out what we have. It's actually kind of fun.
And what do you call the thin glove?
That's called the cut glove.
Cut, okay.
And don't get me started. I could take the whole hour, but I'm not going to do that. But there are so many really cool things. If I could talk about another one that's really cool, it's called the auto measure spout. And what it does is it dispenses exactly 1 tablespoon of liquid into the pan or the bowl you want. You put it on the bottle of liquid, you tip the bottle upside down, you can hear it dispensing the liquid, and it magically stops. If you need a second tablespoon of liquid, you have to upright the bottle again, turn it back upside down. So it's a one-handed thing. And so one hand can look for you and the other hand can work for you. It's a fabulous gift, and it's only $8.99.
Wow, two fabulous. Actually, both of you are just giving me some great ideas. So that when a person is going to make something special, whether it be food or just a craft or something like that, we have different ways of letting people know what it is. I'm thinking of, because I do sewing and I do embroidery, I could use this talking label wand for that. When I give somebody a gift, they'll know what it is. I think that it's fabulous. Christine, what's the next question?
The next question is, so when putting together a gift basket, what kind of gift would you recommend? Item or items?
Wow, that's a loaded question here in Speaking.
Yes, it is.
We have about 400 products that we sell, but as far as something maybe for a stocking stuffer or a small gift, oh my goodness, I could go on and on. We've got very accessible, like Olympus makes a talking digital recorder. They have the upscale model, which is the talking one for $149, but they also have a accessible one in the lower range for about $59. We've got little pocket AM/FM radios, Bluetooth speakers that go into the bathroom, CD players that will fit in your backpack. I could go on, a talking luggage scale that weighs up to 66 pounds. I could go on and on and on. Lots of talking handy items.
What is your website address?
It's speaktomecatalog.com.
Thank you.
Totally accessible. My husband designed it before he passed away. Very much for the blind. There's no JavaScripts and other things to block us from using the website. Totally accessible.
So Denise, I'm putting together a basket. This is one of the questions that I asked Christine to share. I'm putting together a gift basket. And if I go to you and say, I want to put together a $100 gift basket, a $200 gift basket, a $300 gift basket. If I was to go onto your website or call you, is that something that you could accommodate that need?
Most definitely.
So you could put fabulous. That's what I wanted to hear. So you could put together, you could say, okay, you could do a combination of high end, a couple of a little tchotchke type of things, and make it to customize for whatever anybody wanted for the holiday season.
Most definitely. Just give me the price range that you want to stay in, and it's done. No problem.
What do you think is the most popular holiday gift right now that you'd put in a gift basket?
I'll tell you what's, I know you're going to laugh at this one, but I'll tell you what's been flying out the door here. I hang on to your seats. It's a game, very simplistic. It's called Bop It Button. And just about every other order has that in it. And it's just a fun, it's a button type device, sits flat on the table. And the fun part about it is the person will instruct you to either hit the top of the button or not. And it goes faster and faster, and it's a lot of fun. And people are just knocking down my doors to buy this particular item. It's only $14.95. It's very affordable. Comes with the batteries, and it's just a lot of fun. So if you want something really fun to get not only one person, but a group of people excited, that's the way to go.
And what is it called?
It's called Bop It Button. Actually, let's see. Oh, here it is. Okay, this is what it sounds like, just to give you an idea. I'm going to start it, and when he says bop it, I hit the top of it. When he says don't bop it, you don't. So here we go.
Bop it, bop it, bop it, bop it, don't bop it, bop it, bop it, bop it, bop it. Bop it.
So it goes on and on.
And if you fail, score 10.
And he gives you your score. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of people will call me and say, Denise, I got 110. You know, it's like, so so it's a lot of fun.
So it's like the original Bop It, only it just has one command instead of three.
That's it. Yep. You know, I find I give this to believe it or not, a lot of sighted people. And they have difficulty. And the only thing that I can think of is they're so trained to use their vision. And this, there's nothing to see on this. You really have to concentrate and follow the instructions, which is very simplistic. But I find they can't do it for some strange reason. I don't know. Maybe it's the person. I have no idea. But it seems that... my blind customers seem to really excel at this particular button.
That sounds awesome. So Deborah, same question.
Okay. First of all, that sounds like fun, but it sounds like learning Jaws. You have to learn to listen instead of, which can be very hard for people to transition. So we actually have collections of things on the Blind Kitchen. So you talked about $100 and under. We have a 12-item sample collection, and it has 12 different things, including the cut glove I spoke of. It includes like the auto measure spout, boil alert disc, things that are just kind of nice to dip your toes into the water of cooking with vision loss. And then we have other collections, some are which geared more towards organizations, but some that are, I'm really excited about. Just 2 weeks ago, we put out the Pie Maker collection, and that includes 15 tools for making pies, an adjustable rolling pin, an adaptive egg separator, a pie dough bag that zips around the edges to help you make your pies round. And we also have a grilling and barbecue collection that contains 10 adaptive tools for people with vision loss that like to grill or barbecue. So then there's other collections that go between $150 and $300. There's a collection related to kitchen basics, measuring and portioning in a safe, efficient work area. Second collection is cutting and chopping, 15 items related to cutting and chopping safely. Then there is the stovetop collection, which is related to cooking methods commonly performed on top of a stovetop. And then, of course, there's the oven collection, which has tools related to cooking methods commonly performed in the oven. So we've got some things you could throw in a basket.
That's wonderful. I love the idea that they're very specific. So that if I didn't know what I wanted, I could just say, oh, I just want the kitchen basics or the cutting and chopping. And it would just, how many pieces are in the kitchen basics? I didn't write
that. That has 15 things, and it has work trays, and I'm not going to talk about all of them, but they're kind of like cafeteria trays that you use to organize things, or I use them as cutting boards because they have the raised sides around them, just slightly raised like a cafeteria tray, that it keeps the food on it. It's got adaptive measuring cups and spoons. We have dry measure and wet measure. They're stainless steel, but on the handles, to find out what the measurement is, you count the dots. You don't have to know Braille. If you count four dots, it's either a fourth of a teaspoon or a fourth of a cup. If there are two dots, it's either a half because of the two on the bottom, or a half a teaspoon or a half a cup. So it has a talking scale in that collection. So there are a lot of things related to, you know, just getting your kitchen set up for a safe and efficient work area.
Fabulous. Terry, I see your hand is up.
I'm dying to ask a couple of questions on here.
Go ahead, Terry.
One of which is, a lot of these you have in collections. Are these things also, are these items also available individually? I'm not a big pie fan, pie making fan, but I love the idea of an accessible egg separator.
They absolutely are available separately. And the reason the egg separator is so accessible is because most of them, you kind of stretch across a little dish or something, but they have long handles. It's really easy to knock them off while you're trying to crack the egg and try to find it with your pinky or whatever.
Yes, it is.
But the one that I have is, it's got just like a little inverted U handle, and that has some rubber like things underneath it, so it actually sticks to the little dish, and so it adjusts to whatever size the within reason that it is. So if you go to bump it, you can't bump it off.
That's great. And I'm wondering, do you do anything with things like oven gloves?
Oh yeah, we have something called the heat glove. I am a big fan of oven gloves, but if you go to buy them on Amazon, they're $19.99 each, and you only get one.
Yes.
So there's a lot of knockoffs of these, and we've chosen the one we like best, and it is $18.99, and you get two of them. Big fan of those.
And what's it called?
It's called the heat glove.
Heat glove.
Yep, opposed to the cut glove.
I know. I have a set of oven gloves, and I'd be absolutely lost without them.
Yes, agreed.
But they, and I would like to give somebody else a set for, you know, just for a hostess type gift even. And so it's good to know that there's something else that's available besides those.
Oh,
thank you
great.
Very much. I just think that this is, I think you both have some great things. Bop It. I loved Bop It. I think I still have our original Bop It somewhere. And I can think of many, many people who became who were blind or visually impaired who absolutely became addicted to Bop It. And if they find out that you've got more of that, Denise, of more on that idea, and you're going to need to reorder those soon, I think.
Well, I stocked up, so.
Good, because
yeah.
Those, oh God, I remember we all went nuts over Bop It back in the 90s and early 2000s and that. All right, well, thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Christine. Should I take field another question, or do you want to go on to the next questions and then take field questions at the
end? We only have two more left, so I say we finish these last two, and then we can open it up for questions.
Okay, go for it.
So the next question is, what are some accessible tools to use in the kitchen?
How many hours do you have? Denise? Denise, let me field this one to you so you can talk about the ones that you have.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Go ahead.
Let's see. Well, I have something that I use. I have a little device. It's called the Deviled Egg Maker. And it's a device that, because I try to do deviled eggs in the past, and I just wind up with a very messy looking deviled egg. So I have a device, it's a tubular device with a little point on the end of it. And you take your yolks, you put that in the unit, you add whatever ingredients you want to add to the yolk, and then simply press down on the unit and direct the little spout into the hollow part of the egg, and it makes it nice and easy to make deviled eggs. We only sell it for $11.50. Very practical, very easy to use.
I have to say, I don't carry that tool, Denise, but it is a good tool. I've seen it. I think it's by Joey, right? J-O-I-E?
Yes. Yep.
It's a great tool. Very well made. Yep. Yep.
You know, another thing that's doing well is our reusable silicone ice cubes. Have you heard of those?
No.
Well, you know, instead of putting regular ice in your drinks, now they make these little cubes. You put them in your freezer, and whenever you want a nice cold drink without being diluted by ice cubes, you use these silicone ones. They're reusable. I use them, I've even used them for an ice pack when I had a little procedure done. I needed to keep a ice pack on it. So now the ice pack doesn't get drippy wet and you're dealing with a soggy bag or whatever. But I love them. I take my cubes, clean them in the sink or in my dishwasher, and we sell them a set of 30 for $7.95. Very practical.
Nice. So this is Deborah again with the Blind Kitchen. Some of the best gifts, I think, and I'm going to go with our best sellers, because the people that make them bestsellers are people with vision loss that use them, or agencies and organizations that work with people with vision loss. So that's what makes them the bestsellers. And I'll tell you about two of them. One of them is called the Boil Alert Disc. And what it is, I can hear you know this one,
Denise. Oh, yeah, I've heard it. Yep. Yep. Been there, done that.
They're wonderful. Yep. They're ceramic discs. It's just about the size, about 2 inches around and about a quarter inch tall, and it's textured on one side, smooth on the other. And I won't go into the science, but I'll tell you what it does. You put them in the bottom center of your pan, which is where the water is going to reach a boiling point first, because that's the hottest part of the pan. And it's when the bubbles try to form, it forces them to go around. They want to come just straight up and come out as steam bubbles. That's what boiling does. But this darn disc gets in their way, so they have to come around it. And when they come around it, they lift it just the slightest bit. So this is not meant for blind or visually impaired people, but it, the side effect of it works. It's meant for, like, if you're cooking pasta or potatoes. We've all had it where the bubbles, they're starchy. They start to climb on each other as they climb up the pot and then go over the edges and make a mess and a bad sound. This stops that from happening. But what happens for us is we hear an audible click. When that those bubbles lift it to get out from underneath it, it comes back down in the pan. So if it's a rapid boil, you'll hear click, 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 really fast. But if you just want to simmer, like if you're poaching eggs or something like that, you can make it, you can just use your ears to turn the dial down to where it's just at the point where it's going click, 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 click. So that's our boil alert disc. It's one of the best sellers. The second one I'll tell you about is the double spatula. And what it is, it's a stainless steel spatula. And why it's so adaptive is, first of all, it's one piece, which is really cool. But the bottom part's just like a regular rectangular spatula. It's about 2 inches wide, about 4 inches long. And you can put it underneath your hamburger or your pork chop or your veggie burger, you know, to flip it. But what makes it so adaptive is it has a second smaller rectangle. The stainless steel handle comes and does a U-turn. It's about 11 inches long. And then that littler rectangle is on top. So it's more like a set of tongs now. I've got my hamburger on the bottom part of the triangle, but now I can just gently press the top rectangle on top of it. And instead of blindly flipping it over and hoping it falls into the empty space in the pan that you want it to go in, now you have control of it because you can hold it together like a tong, even though it's a spatula, and you can put it down the pan. That's another really big seller. And I think it's $11.99.
These are great ideas for, I'm thinking about my seniors who are in denial for being low vision, that I think that this would save them from a lot of the disasters that they're currently experiencing in the kitchen.
And I think that's a good point, because about 90% of the items we're selling, and I don't know about Denise, but they are not meant for the blind or visually impaired. They're meant for people with vision just to make their lives easier.
Just like you were talking about boiling, I have a thing called a beep egg. Have you heard about the beep eggs?
Somebody sent me one, and I love it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, it's a little device, an egg-shaped device that goes in the water with your eggs. And depending on how you like your eggs, soft, medium, or hard, it will play a melody according to the doneness of your eggs. So not only are you boiling, but you're listening to cute little music coming out of the pot. So it's a lot of fun.
So Denise,
and who could use that?
And Denise, I don't sell these, but I was sent that thing and another one as a gift that does pasta. So you might want to look for that.
Oh yeah, the al dente. Yes,
that's
yes,
it. That's
we
it.
Sell that one too. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is,
you know, we also have the hot dog steamer that actually barks when your hot dogs are done. See, our kitchens make noise. You know, we can't have a silent kitchen. We have to have some noise and singing and song in it. And so we have a hot dog shaped device. It's electrical, and it'll hold up to 6 hot dogs, and after a period of time, no more than about 7 to 9 minutes, it will start barking to let you know that your hot dogs are steamed.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Well, Denise, I think you are a hoot. I mean, how much fun is that?
Well, yeah. You know, I tell my customers, I just can't sell a teddy bear It's got to do something. That's why we're called Speak to Me. It's got to say something. It's our motto is give the gift that says something. And so all of our things actually talk or make sounds or something. And so I'm always looking for that teddy bear or that little cupcake that will sing happy birthday or make kissing sounds and say I love you or whatever it's going to do.
I think that that's great. I'm going to take us out of the kitchen for just a moment. One of the things that I get a lot of questions about, it's lighting. And another gift idea is a wonderful gooseneck lamp for the desk. And they have them where you can get a magnifier or you can just get a regular light. I do need to share, I was listening to one of the presentations on Let's Talk Low Vision, and the speaker was talking about, I think this was the optometrist, was talking about lighting and talking about the lumens. And I went to Lowe's and got one of those lumen lights that changes color, that during the day it's cool, the light is cool colored, and at night it changes to warm colored, and it generates a lot of light. And because it's up in the ceiling, it creates the light that we can use so that we can see more, so that when we are in the kitchen, we're cooking or reading a book or whatever it is, that if we don't have natural lighting to help us see more and navigate reading better, that these new lights with these high lumens are just fantastic. Okay, Christine.
I have a question. First you said it was a gooseneck, and then you said it was up in the ceiling.
There are two different kinds. There are a lot of different kinds. There's one kind that's fabulous gift for, it's a gooseneck lamp, but you can't really give a gift that's like a ceiling light. That's not really a gift idea, but it's hard to wrap. Yeah, really. Yeah. But I've been at different places, whether it's like the Home Depot, the Lowe's, we have in Hawaii, we have something called Fisher Hawaii, and they had a whole section of the gooseneck lamps and the gooseneck lamps with the magnifiers. So one doesn't have to go just to a specialty low vision catalog, that they are available in other locations. Okay, Christine.
All right, and the last question is, what are your new holiday products at Speak to Me catalog, Denise?
Well, I can play a couple of them. We have a Christmas train, just the engine part of the train. It's about 10 inches from left to right, about 10 inches tall. And when you squeeze the smokestack, it sounds like this.
Burl Ives.
And he continues to sing. Or we have, this is the cutest thing, it's a Christmas penguin with a little hat on its head and a scarf, and on the ends of his wings he has the little jingle bells, and when you squeeze his wing it'll sing this. So, and he'll keep walking around on the table or the floor. Kids just love that. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And we have various, I have some stuffed ornaments, a set of three, and they're about $19.95. I use them actually not just on the tree, but I actually attach them to my Christmas gifts. And be honest with you, I'm now known as what's on the outside. We don't care what's on the inside. We want that ornament. Give me that ornament. So I've thrilled a lot of people with just the outside, putting the ornaments, attaching those to the gift. So we set a set of three Santa, snowman, and reindeer coming out of Christmas stocking ornaments, or we have a set of Santa, elf, and reindeer, just little figure, stuffed figures, ornaments that you, and they play, they, for instance, they play. They all have musical tunes to them. So that's been very, very popular to speak to me.
This is Allison. I need to jump in and let you know we have 10 minutes until the bottom of the hour, and we have a raised hand whenever you're ready.
Okay, at this time, we can open up the questions, Allison.
Hey, Ed, go ahead. Ed Cohen.
As someone who really appreciates good designs, I am just loving all of the things you're sharing tonight. One item caught my ear, and that was the bottle dropper. I don't recall which one of you talented ladies described it. It's where you tilt it over, it lets out, what did you say, a teaspoon at a time?
So this is Deborah from the Blind Kitchen. It's the auto measure spout, and it deposits one tablespoon and then stops. I am trying to find it in teaspoon measures, and I can't. It comes in different ones, but I only sell the tablespoon at this point in time because that's the most useful.
My question is, does it come with a bottle onto which you screw that, or will it? How does it attach to various size bottles?
That's an excellent question, because you're right. It is a fixed width, and it's not going to fit on every bottle. So what I recommend, I can give you brand names of bottles, but what I do is, because olive oil or any oils, the enemy of them is both light and heat. So you want any of your oils to be in a dark bottle and store it in a cool place. So I actually use half wine bottles. So they're 375 milliliters. And then you can put them on there. So then you've both got the dark going for you. And just don't put them in your window. You know, put them up against the stove. And the other thing I do is, so I have expensive olive oils, and then I've got cheaper vegetable oils. If taste matters at the end, I'm going to use the olive oil. But if I'm searing a steak or something, where I'm going to use the cheaper, you know, vegetable oil. So I have two of those bottles. And so I put a acrylic rubber band around the neck of one of them, because otherwise they're exactly alike, including the spout. But if I'm looking for the more expensive bottle, I touch it and, oh, that one has a rubber band on it. I think it's got a ring. Rich people have rings. So that's the expensive one. You'll have to come up with your own system, but that's how I do it. And then if I want the less expensive oil, then I look for the bottle without it. So there are definitely some bottles they won't fit, but you know they will fit in a wine bottle. And if you get the dark ones, you're going to have a better outcome in terms of how long your oil lasts. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And you can reuse the olive oil, reuse that wine bottle again and again and again.
Right. And there's somehow you can seal that stopper when it's not in use, I assume.
Good question. So I'm going to give away a trade secret here. I was a bartender in college, and I have retinitis pigmentosa, so I had normal vision back then, except I had no night vision, but didn't know it. And so I learned about these, because if you're a bartender, you want to give your friends a heavy pour, but these bottles prevent you from doing it. That's where I learned about them. So they're going to fit on any alcohol bottles at all. Now, I'm not condoning serving alcohol at all, but I know that that is what these were made for. So pretty much any alcohol bottle you have. So a lot of alcohol bottles come in squares. Some come in triangles. That also adds more information for you if you're low vision. If you're looking for the square bottle versus the round bottle versus the triangle bottle, you're going to know what's in it just by touching the bottle.
I hope your web addresses are going to be easy for all of us to find, because I've got a lot of looking to do here soon.
Oh, that's very kind.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Terry, you are up next. Go ahead, please.
I have a challenge for you, I think, more than anything, perhaps. One of you, and I think it was Deborah, was talking about the two-sided spatula. I'm wondering, years ago, there used to be something called a Foley food turner, which was very similar to what you're saying, but it had a clip, if you will, on the side of it that you could lock to hold the top and the bottom together with your burger or what have you in it. And so for anyone who has, some of us are aging, though we don't admit to it, arthritis in our wrists, people that have other dexterity issues, who can't exactly flip something, but could actually turn this by it staying together. I'm wondering if either one of you have ever encountered anything along those lines, or might be able to find such a thing, because I do know someone who is quite a good cook, but that's always been her thing, is that she's never been able to replace her Foley food turner. And I think it would be a very popular item nowadays for especially some of our older cooks and in the kitchen, and it made it that much safer that it wouldn't slide out until you actually released it. I thank you very much. Also like to thank all three of you for the great information you've given us tonight. I have one quick question for Katie, and that is, when we were growing up and had any kind of vision issue, it was eat your carrots because they're full of vitamin A. Is that still good for us? Carrots coincidentally became my most favorite cooked vegetable when we were kids. But I do want to thank all three of you. And if you could each give us your websites before we sign off, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Terry, just to answer your question, carrots are not on the top 10 of lutein and zeaxanthin.
It was always vitamin A. It was supposed to be great.
It is great. It is great, but that's for another part of the eye. And it's okay. And we do need to eat our vegetables. And I think it's important that we diversify our palate. And we could do that by using some of the tools that Deborah has available, and some of the wonderful tools that Denise has to offer. And I guess
you're right.
My perspective on all of this is, just diversify our diets. Eat more green. Eat more green. Eat more color. Like beets aren't like on the top 10 either. Beets are really good for the eye. So
beets are good for so many things. They're a superfood for your liver. And that's especially important for anyone who's got diabetes, especially type 2.
And there
that's become a major thing in my house is beets. We're living on them these days, practically.
So many different ways of putting these foods in combinations. And I can't wait to get together with another summit type opportunity to share all these different tools that we have in this wonderful community and all the resources that we have in this community to enhance the quality of our lives with just eating healthier.
And I think that'll be probably part of our topic on our call on December 19th. And I'm sure it's going to be one of the ones starting in January when we move to the first Thursday of the month. I'm stealing the show back from you, I'm afraid, at this point, because we have less than 1 minute. And I want to thank you all. If you're looking for any additional information and the show notes and that, Christine will have them out and they'll be on the cclvi.org website. Thank you all so much for being with us tonight, especially our guests, and wishing you all a healthy, happy, and safe Thanksgiving.